Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, I briefly wanted to get back into the subject of ClimateGate, the global carbon taxes on carbon dioxide that we exhale. But meanwhile, the FDA is approving GMO salmon with insect and eel genes in it that gives rise on record to the extinction of regular salmon. That's major university studies. Mutated viruses and bacteria. And this will open the door to thousands of these being approved. And you're not even allowed to know on the labeling if it's a chimera cross species clone. And meanwhile, the environmentalists aren't worried about that. It's all a population reduction cult. They're now out in the open. Paul Watson's article, Climate Film Depicts Children Assassinated for Not Reducing Carbon Footprint. And I wanted to play a short clip. It starts with a teacher in a British school with what looks like about sixth graders. And they say, what are you going to do for 10-10 to cut your carbon? And some kids say, I'll do this, I'll do that. Three or four say, I'm not going to do anything. She goes, fine, hits a button and murders them. They explode. Then it cuts to a business where they're murdering their employees, then murdering other people. And this is everywhere. They're coming out saying ecofascism is good. We're going to play that clip while David talks to show people the video. But go ahead and play the clip now so David can comment on it. Here's a quick clip of their heads being blown off.
And there's Nora. Philip and Tracy. Fine, that's absolutely fine. Your own choice. Okay, class, thank you so much for today, and I will see you all tomorrow. Oh, just before you go, I just need to press this little button here. Now, everybody, please remember...
Blood and guts splatters over the other children in their little white-pressed uniforms. And so the message here is the authority figure, the teacher that kids believe... And this is shown in movie theaters, two children. You're going to be killed. I mean, David, this is amazing.
Yes, but there's one side to it also, Alex, that it does also smack of desperation. Because they are becoming more and more extreme for another reason, is that they do have a time scale. You know, there is a human awakening going on. You know, I've been to 51 countries in the last 20 years talking about this and researching it, and there is a global awakening going on. I mean, I went to speak in the Czech Republic about 2 weeks ago. I'd never been in the country before. I didn't arrive till about 3 days before. There was no mainstream media coverage, as there never is, because, of course, they want to keep that quiet. And because of the way the venue was set up, I actually didn't see the audience, or out front, as they say, until I walked through the door onto the stage. And I stopped in mid-stride. I was shocked at how many people had come, not only for someone who was in the country for the first time after 3 days, but the fact that it was actually a simultaneously translated talk. Everyone had earphones on so they could understand what I was saying. So this is happening, and it is gathering pace very, very quickly. And so they are pushing this on also with these more and more extreme, extraordinary things like you just described, because they are trying to push this forward as fast as they can, because they do have a time scale. And that time scale is the more it's delayed. We've had these conversations before, Alex, over the years. The more we can delay this and slow it down, the less chance it's got of prevailing because of the awakening that's going on.
I agree with you. Long segment coming up. This was a short break, but there's so many videos, so many cartoons now where they show humans as bad. I mean, scores of video games where it shows, you know, you're a robotic mega worm that kills women and children, and it's a good thing. They're also trying to breed a group of psychopathic children that think of killing fellow humans as an attribute.
Yeah, and the thing is, how are you ever going to express the full magnitude of who we are if you think you're a useless piece of dirt, that you're just like the equivalent of a virus? I mean, how are we going to do that? It's attempting to give us a self-hatred perception of self, which would, of course, be desperate for who we really are.
Stay there. Let's finish up with that central point straight ahead.
You may be arrested and/or subject to other police action. Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready, to get prepared for hard times ahead? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent. All about self-reliance and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part, this $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up free at offthegridnews.com. offthegridnews.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, inviting you to join me in Central California in beautiful Santa Cruz for a special event being put on by 1080 AM KFCO. Unfortunately, I'm so busy fighting the globalists that I never have enough time to go out and have a lot of speaking engagements around the country and meet with the great people of this nation. This powerful event is a one-time appearance, so I want to encourage people to get tickets early because they will sell out. Tickets are $10.80 each and are only available online at the KSCO website, KSCO.com. Click on the banner on the webpage. You can't miss it. I'm going to speak for several hours and have a question and answer. I will discuss information and research that I have never gotten into before. You can send your questions or suggestions via email to the radio station by emailing alex@ksco.com. Again, friends, I'm going to be speaking live. Get tickets at ksco.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're live, ladies and gentlemen. 8 minutes into hour number three. It is Tuesday, the 5th day of October, 2010. The iconic David Icke is our guest. We're going to talk about a host of other key issues here in just a moment. But finishing up, if you just joined us, David was getting into the fact that, and if you go back to Edward Bernays 80 years ago, who advised the Department of War and the Department of Defense, and he's the reason you eat bacon with eggs. He's the reason there's a music room. You've got to have that piano in the house to be classy. They wrote up the feminist movement to break up the family, to get women working so they could double tax and break up families, even if women wanted to stay home and raise the children. They brag about this, and they said the number one goal is to make you feel inadequate, to make you feel worthless so they can then sell you on their, quote, new ideas. And what David was saying is mirrored by the article at PrisonPlanet.com, climate cult indoctrinating our kids with depraved death wish. And it, the second article Watson wrote over the weekend on this, climate cult indoctrinating our kids with depraved death wish, and it deals with, they're teaching them, you're worthless, you're bad, humans are evil, so that we're already desensitized with violence and death on television and simulated murders, so when we see the real thing, a lot of people don't care, or watch some old lady hit by a car, bleed to death for 2 hours in the street, or a cop hit by a car, you see these reports all the time. People not rendering aid, not just disliking themselves, but hating everyone else. They're destroying our connectivity to each other, And it's so wicked, they don't want us to know how special we are. The mind that gave you Shakespeare and Beethoven and Socrates and mathematics and Max Planck 100 years ago, 110 years ago now, literally envisioning in his mind the atomic theory and atomic weapons and atomic energy, a species that's brought us space travel. We're supposed to love the dolphins, love the elephants, but then we're trash, we're scum, we're worthless, we don't have a right to have children. And this is so central. David, please continue.
Well, you know, Alex, I've been writing my books for years that this is no new phenomenon. The process we're now experiencing, if you want to use the version of time that we perceive as time, then you're talking thousands, probably tens of thousands, maybe more years, that this has been slowly but surely unfolding. And the same techniques have been used all along. There'll be people listening to this program won't like this, but, you know, what we're talking about here is the same principle as telling people that by the very fact that they were born, the very process of birth, they are a sinner. And if you go back to ancient Sumer and you read in what we now call Iraq, thousands of years BC, and you read their perception of themselves as a general population, and it was that the gods were up there and they were down here. They were just slaves. They had the same kind of perception of self that that we're talking about here. All along, the same techniques have been used. They're manifested in different ways, in different epochs, different eras, different stages of history, in different eras of the world. But they're the same basic blueprint. And fundamental to that is to make people feel small, insignificant. They have no power. Because people who believe they have no power do not express the power they have. Because we are constantly expressing our self-perception, our self-identity. So if you can get people to feel that they are useless, they're worthless, they're just the, as Prince Philip once alluded to the humanity, just a virus, and basically just you should have contempt for yourself and everything that you stand for, and the human race collectively the same, then you are going to perceive yourself in that way. You're going to manifest your life in that way. You're not going to see the true magnitude of who you are, consciousness, capable of all and much greater feats of awareness and creation than even the ones you've just listed, Alex. This is who we really are. Now, you imagine billions of people on this planet who are in awareness of the full magnitude, scale, potential, infinite possibility of who we are. A few people controlling them from a central point, forget it, no chance. So fundamental to this is to disconnect us from a true awareness of who we are, and to put us both in a box of self-perception of being worthless, but also in a box of little me. I have no power. Because people who think they have no power, they look up or look out to people who have the power. And it, funny enough, it is the perception that these few have power over us that leads to them having power over us. Oh, you can't. It's all too powerful. There's nothing you can do about it. Watch me. You know, the numbers alone say that the game is only.
Well, what's happening is they impose a predetermination that we're going to fail, a predetermined a determination that we have no power, so that people just think it's absolutely lost. You've just got to go along with everything that's happening. You have to submit to the evil, and they are just pushing this like never before. Now, David, shifting gears, because
can I just say one thing, Alex, very
sure.
Quickly? You know what we're talking about here is connected to something that I've been writing about for some time. I know I go into deeply into stuff sometimes that people go, you know, that's too far out for me. But what the human body is a receiver transmitter of information. It's like a computer. Now, if you program a computer, like on a desktop, you program that to only read information within certain firewalls, then that will be the computer's reality. That is what you're going to get on the screen in terms of the computer manifesting its.
Well, that's what
reality.
The term conspiracy theory is. They throw it out there as a computer command. Do not read this information. Do not see it. Disregard it.
So what they're doing is systematically programming humanity, programming the body computer, which is the vehicle, not the real us. We are consciousness, infinite awareness, but it's the vehicle we use to experience this reality we call the world. And it's systematically programming that computer through various means, through education, through media, through all these things, to only perceive a certain reality. And in doing so, what happens? The computer only reads that reality. And you do not then have the perception of the true magnitude of who we are. Now, everything connects to everything else. They are bombarding us with electrochemical poisons and pollutions in food and drink and the genetically modified food, which is designed to genetically modify us. Genetically modify what? Genetically modify, i.e. change the way that the body computer receives and transmits information. That's what they're doing. And in all these ways, they are destabilizing and limiting and distorting how we read reality, because on one level, the body is clearly an electrochemical organism, and it has a particular electrochemical balance. It has a genetic balance. It has a DNA balance. And once you start distorting that, it no longer reads reality to the potential that it had before. It's like having a virus in your desktop computer. It doesn't work the same. And this is what is happening. It's a systematic distortion of the way we read reality by distorting the body chemically, electromagnetically, and also in the way that we perceive by the manipulation of the information we receive. It's the information that we're receiving, Alex, from the media and what bravely calls itself education and all these sources is no different in its basic theme than actually programming a computer so it reads reality in a certain way. That's what they're doing.
And I see an ace in the hole for the globalist, because they admit with Project Bluebeam and other reports that have been partially declassified that for 50 years, the British government, the Pentagon, and others have actually hyped UFO stories as a cover for some of their secret technology, but also at a key point to unify the planet, as Kissinger talked about and Ronald Reagan and many others, that what if aliens invaded? We would then unify. And the government admits they've got secret programs with huge hologram projectors, you name it, to have, you know, Christ return, aliens land, Buddha, Muhammad. They admit this. And suddenly you have all these mainstream media reports we're going to go over after the break where they're saying, oh, looks like aliens might be real. Eisenhower and Churchill knew. You know, and now the UN announces we've appointed an ambassador for when the aliens arrive. I mean, they're and we've got, you know, top physicists coming out and saying the aliens are going to be mean when they come.
This is a very, very important area, Alex, absolutely. We've got time to talk about it now, or we wait for a break?
Well, I mean, we got about a minute and a half, but go ahead and start, and we'll come back with it.
Well, you know, this is a complex subject, well, slightly complex, in that there's two angles to it. First of all, the idea that humans are the only species of like in this universe is utterly, utterly ludicrous, insane, and beyond belief. And one day when we wake up a bit more, people are going to say, how could we ever believe it? In the same way as how could we ever believe the Earth was flat? However, that having said that, and I can talk more about that after the break, there is also, on the other hand, exactly as you're talking about, in fact, in my latest book, Human Race, Get Off Your Knees, I actually talk about this, that there has been a demonstrable sea change in the way governments and authorities are looking at and responding to information of this kind. There has been a blatant decision that there is going to be a total change. More and more stuff out there. It's not going to be laughed at anymore and denied in the way it was before, because they are building up to something here, which will be a disclosure that will be a fake disclosure, a disclosure that leads to the reaction they want in the way you talk about.
Okay, stop there.
To the planet, yeah.
David, let's come back in the next segment and you'll have the floor. Walk through the pre-programming for the disclosure, just like it was pre-programming before the last 9/11 attack. to tell you who the boogeyman was. They're clearly doing the pre-programming that the aliens are coming. And all the movies and TV and governments, fiction, non-fiction, they're getting us ready for something. What's the reaction?
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
They help to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of a G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Buy the case or buy the pallet, Sapaco SurePak MREs are the most well-balanced, great-tasting meals ready to eat available at MyersCustomSupply.com. Sapaco SurePak MREs are great for any situation. Come with or without flameless ration heaters, are easy to transport, and easy to store with a 3 to 5 year shelf life. And you can buy just a case or an entire pallet. Either way, Sapaco SurePak MREs are ready to eat hot or cold. Experience superior customer service from the number one Sapaco supplier that's been in business since 1997. When you order your Sapaco SurePak MREs from MyersCustomSupply.com, get fast free shipping and 5% off your total order by using promo code GCN5 at checkout. Call 1-800-451-6105 or visit MyersCustomSupply.com. That's M-E-Y-E-R-S CustomSupply.com or call 800-451-6105. For the lowest prices on the internet, visit MyersCustomSupply.com.
Okay, here's the headlines. UFOs. U.S. Air Force officers testify on UFO sightings at National Press Club, said they flew over bases and turned nukes off. That was all over mainstream news. Here's the Mail. Churchill and Eisenhower agreed to cover up UFOs. Now, here's another report. UFO files. Winston Churchill feared panic over Second World War RAF incidents. And it's just everywhere now. And even when it's clearly not something extraterrestrial, you know, ABC News will point cameras at a Homeland Security blimp at 100,000 feet, even with propellers, and say it's aliens. So, and they've got all these TV shows, the incident, the V, They've got all these groups saying a disclosure is coming. As I said, the UN last week appointing an ambassador for when the aliens land. David Icke, what's going on here?
Well, it's a strange situation in that on one hand, there are non-human species that are visiting this planet and interacting with it behind the scenes. And this has been going on for a very, very long time. I mean, I've spent 20 years researching this. Other people have too. And I have come across ancient accounts all over the world in almost any ancient culture that you want to talk about, whether it's Africa, South America, whether it's Asia, wherever. And you find these descriptions of non-human entities that were clearly vastly, shall we say, ahead of the humans at that time in terms of technology. I mean, light years ahead, probably literally. And I have spoken to enough people all over the world from every walk of life you can think of, from people in the Swiss banking industry, people in America, people in Australia, people in the bush of Africa. And they have told me compellingly consistent descriptions of their experiences of these different entities, and indeed the descriptions of them, because there are a lot more than one species. The descriptions of them are incredibly consistent, and I have to much ridicule, not quite so much as before now, but with much ridicule over the years, as you know, Alex, I've talked about the fact that ultimately, behind this human control system, this human bloodline network we call the Illuminati, are a or maybe more than one, but certainly one non-human race that seems to take a reptilian form. And you know, I say this to people before we get on to actually what's going on now. You know, when earlier in this program, Alex, you reeled off element after element after element of this control system and how it's coming in now. Look, I ask people, look at the great spectrum of things that are coming in, the fine detail of it, the way it all interconnects with different elements of itself, the attack on the human body, the banking, the pharmaceutical, the oil, the environmental, and so on and so forth, ad infinitum. Are we really saying that all this is being orchestrated by men in dark suits sitting round the table discussing their next move? There is a reason that people like Aldous Huxley and George Orwell, real name Eric Blair, could have access to the projected agenda for this planet decades and decades and decades ago through accessing through the Fabian Society, through these different elements of the secret society network, particularly the really exclusive ones, you can get access to the projected agenda. How can these people talk about drugs that didn't exist? How could they talk about technology that didn't exist, some of which was never even thought of, and yet now we look back at what they wrote in, quote, prophetic novels, and we say, my God, how did they know? Because, Alex, there is a common theme through these thousands of years. People have said to me, it's a very good question over the years, why would these families dedicate their lives over century after century after century to push this agenda on of more and more centralization from the tribal situation? Bring the tribes together under nations. Now bring the nations together under unions, etc., etc. And this incessant centralization that's gone on, not just recently, it's become more obvious recently because it's got quicker, but it's been going on for a long time. Why would these people be born, grow up in these families in the 1600s and 1700s, and give themselves to advancing an agenda which they knew they were not going to see unfold in their lifetime? Because there is another force that is the cement, that is the common theme through this period, and it's I would suggest to you, it's a non-human force. This is the cement. This is the common theme that holds it all together, because this, the human families we call the Illuminati are middlemen and women. They are conduits to play out the agenda of a non-human race.
Well, Christians would say they're basically possessed, demon-possessed, and you'd say, well, that's an interdimensional.
Yeah, it's the same, that's basically the same thing.
Stay there, David Icke. We'll continue with why they want to have a fake alien landing, why they're gearing up for that. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you want to breathe better, please write this down now. BreatheBetterAir.com. You don't have time to waste. Go to BreatheBetterAir.com and see the stylish Air Oasis 3000 Air Purifier. It has no filters, no messy plates to clean, requires no maintenance for 3 years, is built by hand in the U.S., and comes with a 3-year warranty. GCN listeners get a $100 discount and free air quality test kit at BreatheBetterAir.com or call 806-477-0322 to breathe better air now.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic.
It's based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3131. And support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
Attention gun owners. You're into guns and many people you know are into guns. Well, someone needs to maintain, clean, and repair those guns, and it could be you. Now get a free how-to gunsmith DVD sampler from AGI, the American Gunsmithing Institute. Learn the art of professional gunsmithing as a part or full-time career. Develop a lucrative business by learning the art of gunsmithing through over 71 exclusive DVD training courses. Get started today by ordering our free DVD sampler video and catalog at AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. See how to quickly learn firearm disassembly, reassembly, accurizing, customizing, super tuning, refinishing, trigger repair, and much more for rifles, pistols, and shotguns. To order your free DVD sampler and catalog, call 800-367-9792 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Ask about a bonus $10 savings coupon when you call 800-367-9792 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Learn how. Learn now with AmericanGunsmithDVD.com.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
DavidIcke.com is his website. Our websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And you can't have the Pentagon and the UN saying aliens may be real and may land soon and then get mad at David Icke for looking at human history and all the different, you know, reports of this. But we're certainly looking at the fact that the government has admitted that they've had plans to stage landings. And I have no doubt they're gearing up for something. So we'll talk to him in a moment about the problem, reaction, solution. What are they planning to get out of that? Obviously, a unification of the planet under the one world government to the outside threat. But we're going to be discussing that with David here in just a moment. First, I want to tell you about a few sponsors like MySolarBackup.com. That's one word, MySolarBackup.com. Super high quality. We've been promoting these for over 3 years. Listeners love them. Solar backup system. It's a nice solar panel hooked into the battery system and little control unit. No fumes, none of that stuff that you get from a gas power generator. Can run your work shed or your campsite or some of the appliances in your house or get a bunch of them and run your whole house. It's mysolarbackup.com or 877-327-0365, 877-327-0365. The government doesn't own the sun, ladies and gentlemen, and it's good to be somewhat self-sufficient. MySolarBackup.com or get a free information pack, 877-327-0365. Then, of course, there's PureWaterFreedom.com. If you want to affordably remove fluoride from your tap water, visit PureWaterFreedom.com. One word. They have a full line of household filters to remove fluoride and everything else. You can even remove fluoride from every water source in your home with a whole house water fluoride system. They have a wide variety of filters to remove all types of toxins from your water, including shower and bath filters. All their filters are made in the USA. Check out their banners on Prison Planet and InfoWars.com or go to PureWaterFreedom.com to take control of your water supply today. All right. I will take four or five phone calls for David Icke in the 25 minutes we've got left after he finishes this issue we were discussing. Anything else he thinks is important to talk about. But specific questions for David Icke on the economy, on the brainwashing, on the off-world influences that the government's giving more and more credence to. I mean, I only cover what I can prove, but the media is certainly hyping all this. And the globalists certainly think they're God and act like they are. And there is some type of evil intelligence running this. As a Christian, you'd call it the devil, the old serpent. We're having a wider discussion about that. Here's the toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. David, we've talked about your view on part of this agenda being real, the other agenda being fake. They admit that for a staged, some type of event that they're hyping at crescendo levels. When do you see them building towards some type of staged event, and why would they do that?
This is the big but at the end of what I said before the break, where I, you know, talked about the reality of non-human life. And, you know, in my latest book, I say this at one point, where I'm talking about this very subject. Over the 20 years that I've been on my journey of research all over the world, I've experienced the very different before and after period in the extraterrestrial field. I mean, the before and after a decision was demonstrably made to allow more information about non-human activity to be released bit by bit to the public. And since, of course, the book came out two, 3 months ago, as we've been discussing, more and more stories are being put in the media and being given credence and being given official connections to pursue this very situation. But what I also go on to say in the book is that whatever this official disclosure that they're almost certainly leading to, or whatever they say, it's not going to be the truth about what's going on. It's going to be a cover story to get a reaction to advance the agenda we're talking about. And, you know, it's a simple thing. If you want a centralized global dictatorship, and you use, as they do, of course, the technique of what I call problem, reaction, solution, create the problem, get the reaction, do something, and then offer the solution, then if you have a global agenda for global control, then what you need to, in the end...
is Osama bin Laden with green skin.
You need a global problem through which you can offer a global solution. That's what you want, global problems. You don't want just a problem in Utah or something, which someone can, in Utah can sort out. That you can manipulate Utah.
Hence
like
global warming or terrorism.
Exactly. I mean, this is what I'm going on to say. You're looking at a global war on terror. You are looking at a problem of a global warming, of a global climate change. Of course, all made up.
Global poverty.
Trying to sell. And it's, we're looking at, what else are we looking at? A global economic crisis. All these problems, Alex, of course, have global in front of them because a global problem requires, in the way they're selling it to us, a global solution. Now, what greater global problem can you have? Indeed, as you say, Reagan alluded to it and others have too, than a global threat to the Earth from a non-human race. And you know, we have the kind of research already in place, as you talked about with Project Bluebeam, which actually talks about using things like a fake alien attack to centralize power. Because what would you do in that situation? What do they do in places like Britain when they go to war? They have a war cabinet. They have a few people, not the whole government anymore, a few people around a little table who are making all the decisions. And what they would suggest if they could sell this alien threat to the people is they'd want a global equivalent of a war cabinet controlling all the armed forces to meet the threat. They would have them take a gigantic leap to exactly what they want. And this is almost certainly what we're looking at here. And the speed with which, I mean, I've been tracking this for a while now, a few years, but the speed with which that they're now introducing alien threat or UFOs are real kind of stories into the media suggests that we're not a million miles away from some kind of fake disclosure. And one thing that we should also remember, Alex, this is another thing that I've come across many, many times over the years, is just because we see a craft that looks like what people call a flying saucer or whatever, doesn't mean it's flown by non-human entities. You know, it's anti-gravity technology. And of course, as we well know, the technology across the great spectrum of possibility that they have in the underground bases and the secret projects is light years again ahead of what we see in the public arena. And therefore, when we see this technology, or people see this technology flying around, because it is so apparently in advance of what we see, we think it must be aliens.
Well, let me stop you.
Technology. And humans can fly this stuff, and it's not always non-humans that people are seeing, to say the least.
Well, let me throw this out at you, and then we'll let you finish and take calls, David. 10 years ago, or I guess in 99, 11 years ago, I saw headlines in the BBC about Hong Kong markets where you could buy a part rhesus monkey, part jellyfish that glowed in the dark. I saw reports, you know, 10, 11 years ago, and actually 12 years ago, had the CEO on upstate New York of part spider goats that produce body armor in their milk. So it's not a stretch that they could take, you know, humans and they, you know, have human cloning. And basically breed a glow-in-the-dark human that looks like a space alien, train them up to be a pilot, brainwash them that they are an alien, have them land on the White House lawn and be the ambassador from Jubal Snopple, you know, or from Planet Pop-Tart. I mean, the sky's the limit. Look at the technology they admit they have, and then remember that the B-2 bomber was around for 20 years before they admitted it was, you know, in action. They still say the SR-71 Blackbird, in service in the mid-50s, is the fastest plane we've got. I mean, there's no doubt that and then they admit they have giant hologram projectors, and clearly they're really hyping. I mean, if you had to dead reckon when they're going to do this fake alien stuff, I mean, it could be this year, next year, it could be any time.
It could be any time. And, you know, the thing is that another aspect of this is that this very reality, what we call the physical world, is actually holographic. Of course, it, in the way that it manifests itself, it's far more sophisticated, this, the reality in itself, than technology can do. But we're still experiencing a holographic reality in what we call the physical world. This is provable stuff if people would only look at it. And so projecting holographic images within a holographic environment already, we could sort of decode that, if you like, and it would look to every bit as much probably as real as the reality looks that we're experiencing, because, you know, it's like being projected within a more advanced version of like. And this holographic stuff is very, very important because it has incredible manipulative potential.
Well, it certainly does. And they have patents from the 50s of sound they can project into your middle ear without being able to audibly hear it with regular sound. They admit they have electromagnetic systems that can make you have hallucinations. We know they've used PCP and LSD sprayed on people. You know, during the Six-Day War, they did that. And that's all 30, 40, 50, 60 years old. And so all of this is open to discussion because we know the establishment is looking at it and studying it. And everything they put on mainstream TV has some type of agenda. And so it's just in our face.
This is the point, Alex. You know, they know. The inner core know that the human body is a biological computer system which we use to experience this reality, much like a space suit in on the moon or whatever, but obviously much more sophisticated. sophisticated expression of that theme. And so they are manipulating us in the knowledge that it's a computer system. And these things you're talking about now, projecting sound on a certain frequency that is not audible to the conscious mind, projecting that information into the mind, projecting instructions into the mind, perceptions into the mind, they know what they're doing.
No, DARPA admits.
They know it's a computer, and they know how to manipulate it. We need to understand that.
Yeah.
And this is the other point, is that one of the most foundation ways that you manipulate a population is to suppress the information about what is actually possible. Because if you can suppress people's perception of what is possible, then when you use technology and techniques that are much beyond what you have programmed the population to believe is possible, they will A, immediately think, if I believe it, it's non-human, or I'm not going to believe that they're using this technology when people like you and me say it, because it's impossible. They can't do it.
Mm-hmm. We're almost out of time, David. This has been an amazing interview. We appreciate you joining us. I want to get to some phone calls.
Okay.
Martina in Iowa, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yes, I just had a quick point. My son is in the Army Reserves, and which worries me. But I heard about this colonel who had written a book about his experience over in Afghanistan or Iraq, whatever. And then the higher-ups, whoever they are, burnt 1,000 of those books.
You're talking about Anthony Schaefer. We're going to get him back on the show. He's been there. And that just shows more suppression of information. But you obviously don't have a question for David Icke.
No, I do. I wanted to know if this is something that is going to, what are they going to burn next? I mean...
Well, ma'am, it's insane to join the military because they shoot them up with a bunch of experimental vaccines that have been caught killing the troops in secret testing. They're not just killing Guatemalans. And so you have to understand that. It's a culture of death. And just get your son out as soon as you can. People are like, well, you better support the military. It's not our government. It's not our military. They use the troops like guinea pigs. Supporting the troops means, mindlessly letting them be used up and killed by the globalists. David Icke comments. Thank you, Martin.
Yeah, Albert Einstein had it right when he said the pioneers of a warless world are the youth that refuse military service. You know, what we have to understand is that when you join the military, you're not serving your country. You're not. You're serving the cabal that wishes to destroy your country and enslave your families. That's what you're there for. And you rightly point out, you're also there in a closed environment, and anyone that wants to experiment in terms of drugs of various kinds to see the effect and all the rest of it, do you want a closed environment? Do you want a group of people that you can observe without too much change? This is why, funnily enough, they use a lot of islands with small populations to do their experiments of various kinds, because, again, you've got an observable population that doesn't change too much. And that's why the military are perfect guinea pigs for this stuff, and that's what you're signing for. You are not there to serve your country.
All right, let's go to another call.
Serve those who are trying to destroy your country, and that applies to any country in the world.
Peggy in Indiana, you're on the air.
I liked his comment about ancient Sumer, and there's one more fact that I do know about that time that may add some insight. When Sumer was first started, and for hundreds of years after that, they did not feel as he had described the people of Sumer feeling, and then people from that area, down to the present, being sort of not worth anything. They had a different viewpoint. It was more of they had a goddess-centered religion, more so than the later. And it didn't change until they were conquered by one of the steppe peoples. And after that, it was completely different, and then their society slowly died.
You have any questions for David Icke?
Yes. I want him to comment about different types of people having different types of religions. Some peoples can live for,
I think I've made my point.
Okay, well, thank you, Peggy. Comments on what
you
said.
I can say this, Alex. You know, this obviously won't go down well with a great number of people. But, you know, when you study religion, whatever religion it is, invariably you find the same blueprint. And that blueprint is us down here, the deity up there. Now, that applies no matter almost what religion you're talking about. And the dynamics is we're down here, we're either sinners or we have to do whatever Allah wants, or we have to do whatever Yahweh wants and all the rest of it. And then you have a middlemen and women, mostly middlemen section, which is telling you what the deity wants you to do and what.
Jesus said, get rid of the middlemen, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, and you know, pray to God, communicate with God by yourself.
Exactly, and what I'm talking about in the books that I write is that we have a direct connection with what I call infinite awareness. People call that God, whatever they like. The name doesn't matter. It's what it is. It's what it stands for. It's the infinite potential.
Well, I see revelations accurately predicting everything that's happening. I know you would say that was predictive programming being laid down, but regardless, I see the New World Order system attacking Christianity first and foremost. And in my instinct, in my gut, you know, I know it's the truth. But there's the false modern man's Christianity. I have nothing to do with that. We'll be right back with David Eichmoor. Your call. Stay with us.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys? 18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
To ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees. And every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
Coming up in the next hour, our live interview with Jesse Ventura will retransmit on the audio streams at Infowars.com. Many AM and FM stations out there. Exclusive interview with Governor Jesse Ventura, the first of his kickoff of promoting the film The TV show, second season, Conspiracy Theory, that's coming up in T-minus 6 minutes. David Icke, who needs no introduction, is our guest. He's got his new book out, available at davidicke.com. Don't forget at Infowars.com. We're ending this special at the end of the week. Four copies of Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, breaking down their total agenda of mass murder. Almost a three-hour film, four copies, $19.95. You get one for yourself and give to three others. That's how we wake people up. And your purchase of the books and videos makes this broadcast possible. We're going to broadcast for 25 hours live on October 14th. Find out more at InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. I want to thank everybody for the support there. Jack in Illinois, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex and David. It's an honor to speak with both of you. David, I'd like to thank you for being instrumental in my awakening. I'd like to make two quick points. One is that from my research, ETs are benevolent for the most part, and so they are going to probably mislead us with a false flag alien attack. I don't even use the word alien. I use the word ET. I would suggest if you haven't talked to, or mentioned Dr. Stephen Greer at csetti.com, he's an excellent source.
All right.
The most important thing, David, I would like to have you expand on
quickly
and talk about the fear and how fear plays into the hands of the dark hats.
Okay, thank you. Briefly.
Well, I think some are benevolent and some are neutral, and I think there is a force that is extremely negative, and that's the one behind the control system, and that's the one that won't be talking about in their fake disclosure, which would be a load of nonsense to divert attention. In terms of fear, yes, of course, once you're in fear, you give your power away to anyone you think can protect you from what you've been manipulated to fear. The whole system of control is based on fear, and fear equals I have no power. It's just another extreme way of saying that. You have no power. You don't express any power. You're a slave.
All right, quickly, Naomi in Hawaii, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, I'm calling to see if David Icke will be coming back to Hawaii soon.
Well, that's funny, because I've just had an invite, which I've not yet replied to, because it's just crazy here at the moment, and I shall reply, yes, I'd like to. So the answer is almost certainly yes. And funnily enough, Alex, I'm coming to America in 10 days. I'm talking in New York on October 17th in Times Square, Nokia Theater, and then I'm going on the next weekend, October 23rd, to San Francisco. And
the Nokia Theater is big. I mean, you've gone from 15 years ago talking to groups of 20 to talking to 2,000.
Well, the Nokia Theater is almost full in terms of this coming, 10 days now, not much more than that. So if people want to come, they'd have to be quick. And San Francisco is a big theater, yeah, too. And it's amazing all over the world now. I've been asked to go to the Ukraine. I'm coming next year to Mexico and all these different countries I've never been into before. It's going. It's happening, Alex. It's very, very encouraging.
Naomi, anything?
Happening on the other side.
Mm-hmm. Naomi, anything else?
No, just thank you so much.
Thank you, Naomi. I'll see you in Hawaii someday then, maybe.
Thank you. I'm sorry the other callers were flat out of time. The Jesse Ventura exclusive interview is coming up in about T-minus 2 or 3 minutes. But, David, you know, you've talked about all these issues, and so much of what you talk about I can document some of it. You know, I know it's from your research, but I mean, regardless, so much what you talk about is now, you know, becoming so mainstream. All I know is the government and the media are hyping that aliens are real. I think they're going to stage something. You know, I can't get the public to admit FEMA camps when they're on record. But very interesting talking to you. Always informative. And I look forward to speaking to you in the very near future. Perhaps we can have you pop in during the October 14th 25-hour marathon broadcast just in a few weeks. So I'm going to put you on hold, David, here at the end of the show.
I'm going to be New York at that time, actually.
Yeah, well, maybe just do 30 minutes or something just to pop in while you're here in the U.S. So I'm going to put you on hold right now at the end of the main three-hour broadcast. We'll get that set up. Great job to the crew. Jesse Ventura coming up, Infowars.com. Listen to the audio streams.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.